forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's Broadcast Day is underwritten by Solis Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Solis Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solis Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1994 in commercial and residential roofing services. Located in Port St. Lucie, Solis Roofing Contractors is available at 772-336-1633.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
I love you with all my heart. And how many of God knows your personality? Matter of fact, God knew you before your parents knew you were coming. Knew what your call would be before anybody said, I see the gift of pastor on you or apostle. Before anybody said that, God said, I knew you already. God knew what set of circumstances we would be born into, the type of peers we would have around us growing up, where we would grow up, what year we would be born. Come on, I'm thinking, God, get real personal and intimate. We don't oftentimes think of this. Our fingerprints, God designed those so that nobody else would have yours. How you look. Now, he may not put all the pounds on you, but you know, sometimes we do a little of that, but he even knew about that. In other words, God loves us, cares for us, and has purposed us just as we are. Sometimes it's hard for us to accept us. We struggle with self-image. Tell somebody right now, God loves you just like you are. You can do what he wants. Come on, say it. You can do what he wants. Just like you are. You don't have to try to be like them ones on TV. You ain't got to drive that to be doing that. You don't have to live there to be what God wants. You don't have to have that designer this to be all that. No, just be what God made you. That's the best thing. You are the best you, and you are the worst copy. You're a bad photocopy. Amen, but you are the best you. I said that to say this. There's a Daba word. It's a word of destiny that's over each one of our lives. It is. Now, the pastor's responsibility, the shepherd, is to put a pattern in you. See, even though we are individual, how many know we're all one? Now, what you have to discern, and what I had to discern concerning our network and the nations, I've had to learn how to relate to them on that level. How about, you know, it's easy to relate to local church, to family, to people you're around all the time, but not people that you're not around all the time. How do you really learn to love them, care for them from your heart? But see, that's another level. You know, you have a Daba, somebody say Daba. D-A-B-A-R, Daba word. It's a word of destiny. In other words, God has spoken some things over your life, whether it be through prophetic voices, whether it be through studies that you've had that you know is God. I'm not talking about some way off deception. I'm talking about what God has spoken, what your destiny is. Now, this is the thing. The Daba word is the word that's going to bring you to fulfillment. If you don't recognize that over your life, you'll go astray. You'll easily follow another path. You know, I understand my limitations. Are you hearing? You need to understand what you are called to do and what you're not called to do. And I don't mean, you know, I ain't called to sweep a broom. Yes, you are. I ain't called to vacuum. Yes, you are. Everybody can do that. You know what I mean? There are certain things in the fivefold, in the ministry that you may not be called to, but everybody can clean. Amen. If you can cook, you can cook too. Amen. You know, but there are certain things, you know, whatsoever your hand find to do, do it with your might. Amen. But when it comes to destiny, we are set on a course. And it's the Daba word. Now, Wednesday night, I was able to unravel this a bit. You that were here heard some things you may not have heard before, but unravel it and make it much clearer. I want to just springboard a bit off of that this morning as we get into one of the seven dimensions of conquest, which is knowing the Kairos time of God. Knowing the new Kairos of God. You have to know when there's a new Kairos. See, a Kairos is a time when what is supposed to happen will happen. What God has destined to happen will happen. Tell somebody right now, some stuff that's supposed to happen is going to happen. Why is that? It's a new Kairos. It's a time God has appointed. It doesn't matter what things look like. When God has appointed a time, it's going to happen. In ways that you may not even suspect or think, but it's going to happen. The story I always like to use is Abraham and Sarah. He said at the appointed time, at the Dabar time, there was a Dabar word released over their life. And no matter, they created an Ishmael. They panicked, they laughed, they doubted, they feared. But at the appointed time, when they thought it was too late, they were too old, circumstances were stacked against them, nature was against them, everything said no. But at the appointed time, God sent something into Abraham's spirit that had him fully persuaded. So see, you know your Dabar time or your Kairos has come when no matter what is going on, there's something inside of you that's persuading you. That's telling you it's not like what it looks like. Don't be afraid. Something says don't quit. Don't stop here. There's something more. And it's an appointment with God. But now we looked at the story, and I'm just going back over this. Get the CD or the DVD or whatever, but go over it again, because Joseph was one we looked at. Joseph received a word from God in the form of a dream. That was his word. You know, he said, the sun and the moon gonna bow down. I saw your sheaves bowing down. God was speaking to that young man about his future. But that word that he received was the Dabar word. You see, as long as he would hold on to that word, it would guide him to his destiny. Amen. See, there's some stuff some of us maybe need to go back and pick up again. Amen. That you have let slip, some dream that you let somebody steal. Amen. Or you just let go by the wayside. Because Joseph, no matter what happened, the dream stayed alive. Amen. Is that right? Amen. Now, I want to show you some the way God dealt with him. And you got to know how God deals with you. You can't do everything. You know, I know I can't. I can't do everything I see other people do. Amen. Even though I could. But because of the Dabar word, because of the word of destiny that's over my life, like Paul said, I'm a prisoner of Christ. You understand what I mean? In other words, my will is to do his will. And when that Dabar word is over your life, then you are on a course of destiny. And that word is what you got to understand is that word is what will get you to the place of fulfillment. If you let go of that word, yeah, you can do everything everybody else is doing. You'll still be saved and still love God, still have something. But you are missing destiny. Joseph held on to that dream, thrown in the pit. Brothers tried, we're going to kill him, but God's timing. Thrown into the pit, brought up out of the pit, sold into Egypt. Potiphar's wife accused him falsely, thrown into prison. But you could tell he held on to his dream. You know why? Because he kept prospering. Amen. Now, see, we think sometimes prosperity is, you know, money's in that. And that is a measure of it. That has to do with it materially. But the thing about Joseph that was prosperity was that he held to his integrity. No matter what his condition was, he held fast his character. And out of your character, you prosper. He could have gone to bed with Potiphar's wife and probably got even some kind of measure of authority more out of that secret affair. It's the truth. We all understand life. And so he didn't do that and suffered even more for it. Why? Because he held on to his dream. See, Judah's not afraid. You don't have to be afraid of a little suffering, a little separation, a little haters and that. No, if you hold on to your dream, I'll show you. This is what we looked at. That made it very clear. When he interpreted the dream of the butler and the baker. Remember that, right? We all know that story. He interpreted. But see, the way God dealt with Joseph was with dreams. That's how he may deal with some of us, but he dealt with them in dreams. Amen. Joseph, when he interpreted the dream for the butler and the baker, he told the butler, the baker was beheaded. He told the butler, when you get before Pharaoh, please, I beg you, tell him about me, that I'm here wrongfully. I've done no wrong, but yet I'm here. You know what God did? God blocked the butler, not even think about Joseph. Amen. For 2 years. Amen. Why is that? Because God wasn't dealing with Joseph like that. Amen. In other words, for Joseph to get delivered, God had to send another dream. Amen. He gave Pharaoh a dream. Amen. But see, it was after 2 years. I believe it took Joseph 2 more years to get back on the frequency. Amen. To stop trying to find another way. Because God didn't deal with him those ways. God dealt with him with dreams. Amen. He started out with a dream. And it was dreams that got him in trouble. It was dreams that got him promoted. It was dreams that got him to fulfillment. Amen. But when he sought another way, God shut it down. Amen. See, God will shut your success down when you try to be successful without him. Amen. And see, you have to understand how God works with you, how you have been taught. What your dimension, what your bent is. Another one, let me give you real quickly, is Jacob. Jacob came out of the womb striving. His mother, Rebecca, prayed and said, Lord, what is this going on in my womb? Because they'd be up in there fighting. Because Jacob was a man. And the Lord said, you got two nations in your womb. Two different people. One is going to serve me and one is not. When they came out, Esau came out first, but Jacob came out holding his heel. Amen. Think about it, a little old baby holding on to somebody else. There's a lot of fighting that rascal. Amen. He was a wrestler. Somebody, tell somebody, he came out like that. God made him like that. Come on. It wasn't no mistake. God made him like that. See, that's what I'm saying. Today, you got to understand, God will use you. Stop looking down on yourself. Just don't yield your members to unrighteousness. Yield them to God. You might be a loud person. God will use your loudness if you yield it to him. He'll season you with that. And instead of just being a loud noise, you'll be a voice. He'll use stuff, but you got to yield it. You got to give it over to him. So we see Jacob came out wrestling. Is that right? When they grew up, he finagled Esau's birthright, the firstborn and the birthright. The reward of the firstborn, he got all that from Esau. Esau got mad and began to hate him. Said, after Jacob died, Isaac dies, I'm killing you. That's what he said. So Jacob had a trail of stuff. See, he was gifted, but he wasn't yielded yet.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in Seven Dimensions of Conquest, Part 2, Knowing a New Kairos of God. The Daba word is a word of destiny that God has spoken over your life. This word is going to bring you into the seven dimensions of conquest. Believers must know the new Kairos of God, the time that God has appointed for you. It is going to happen. Israel at the appointed time crossed over the Jordan. They held on to the Dabar word that was given to them at that time. Psalm 102:13 declares, Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time, or the Dabar time, is come. Recognize the new Kairos of God. Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.